This is RSBNB Update, episode number 1. Recorded June 11th, distributed June 12th.
Good afternoon, good night. From the high desert, this is the world-famous RSBNB update. This is Pika69 with your friend Shane12088.
Hello there.
Okay, for our first topic, we're going to go with the seeds and farming equipment for the new RuneScape updates. And to start this off, recently RuneScape released the seeds and farming equipment from the stuff in Draenor. And yeah, it's kind of okay, I guess. People are selling these seeds for really high prices, 100 GP each, which doesn't seem like much right now, but yeah, once you accumulate a lot of these seeds, it can really hit your bank account.
Yeah, they seem to be people trying to make a really insane amount of profit on these when they're just, like, coming out after a few days, but we don't even know what these seeds are going to do, like, what they're going to be worth when farming initially comes out. So I'm just keeping hold on to mine until farming comes out.
Yeah, I only have 3 myself, but another interesting thing that I think is related to this is, while I was woodcutting at some ewes over at the Gnome Stronghold, I got some bird's nests, and in 2 of them there's 2 blue bird's eggs, and I guess that they're related to farming or something, but I have no idea what they are. People say they're worth like 500,000 each, which I have no idea if that's true or not, but whatever.
Well, I haven't actually got any eggs, but I don't see how eggs would fit into farming. Do you?
It could be part of the rune crafting update later this month, I guess.
Oh yeah, like catch your own bird and then have it fly you to the designated altar or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay, next on our agenda is bank space updates. They added 2 new rows of bank space, which seems to not be enough considering there's about 30 different types of seeds right now, and that's only about 20 new spaces. Yes. So obviously
yes.
You're not going to have a lot of room for all these seeds if your bank was already full at the time they added it.
Yeah. They need to... I think that this is what... when the housing comes out, it's going to totally make it so that the bank space would probably be irrelevant. I don't know. As they mentioned housing later this year.
Hopefully there's bank space at the new house. And, okay,
yeah.
I guess that pretty much sums that up. Next, we have the guides and lumbrage for the newbies out there. And I guess some of them aren't really using them, considering their behavior recently.
Oh, are you referring to the noob behavior?
Yeah, I guess. Well, obviously these guides are there to help these people, and they're not utilizing them because they're acting like noobs like usual. Next on our agenda is the non-playable character versus non-playable character update, which obviously is the gnomes versus the Khazard guards down south of Ardonia. And I've actually seen them fighting, but it's not really high in action, actually. It's just kind of there, just kind of boring.
I haven't had a chance to go down and check that out recently.
Well, in the update, they said that they'll be adding more of this NPC versus NPC action, but... yeah, hopefully it's actually good. And I guess that brings us into the next segment, which is the Random Updates Month theme, which I kind of predicted because they need to fix a lot of things, which I don't really have the time to say right now. But at the top of that list are the POH, or player-owned houses, and that seems kind of interesting.
Everybody seems to feel that carpentry and player-owned houses were promised a long time ago. If anybody out there remembers that sheet that Jagex put out about things that they were going to do and whatnot. But they say honestly that they are coming out, so I am going to hold them to that.
Taking time on that. I don't really have much to say as far as player-owned houses, as we don't really have that much information right now. So let's just go on to the runecrafting update.
Ah, sure.
It says it includes new ways to create and carry runes.
Yeah. Maybe that's your egg.
I don't see how an egg can make runes, but, whatever. Maybe it'll hatch into something that'll, like a wizard will pop out of it and make runes for you or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Interesting.
Whatever. New ways to create and carry. I think creating runes is kind of blunt right now. It's just kind of there. It's not really updatable. And then carrying runes, since we're already, you can carry many at a time, just in one place. It's they're stackable, I guess, is the word. It's just kind of, why add more stuff to it if it's already working well?
Mm-hmm. And there's lots of runecrafting teams that make lots of money running these businesses. I don't know, like, RuneScape is a real economy, so I don't know how they'll be affected, but I'm sure that Jagex will do what needs to be done in order to keep it a balanced system.
Hopefully. Any more words on that, Shane?
No, it's just, I like runecrafting to bring the money in and whatnot, but it does take a long time to go from the Alcard bank to the Nature Altar whenever I'm doing that, so a way to increase that would be appreciated.
Okay, I guess since there's no more words on that, let's go to the new quests stated, which in one of them is like the Ceridoman themed Temple Knights quest. I have no idea what that would be. Maybe it's like a new harder quest than Desert Treasure was, or maybe it's just some stupid quest with no good reward and one quest point. You know how Jagex likes to surprise us with those.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that pretty sums it up right there.
Ceridoman? I don't know. Ceridoman
is... I was hoping for Zaros.
Yes.
Didn't they say something about Zaros quest or something
Like
that? Because who cares about Ceridoman these days?
The ancient staff that you get from Desert Treasure does look like the Zaros symbol, but it's the wrong color. For anybody that follows Zaros, the colors for that are yellow and white, we think.
So with this new quest coming out, I guess it's good or bad or whatever. It's your opinion on it. Let's just wait till it comes out.
What happens later this month?
We'll find out what happens later this month.
Now we have just general RSB&B stuff that we need to talk about.
Well, this month RSB&B is where growing as constantly, and this month's the main new feature is the RSB&B update podcast, which for some reason is called a podcast, but it probably won't be a podcast since the BitTorrent, we took a poll on the promo we did last week, and the BitTorrent was only used by like a few people that actually voted in our poll. Yes, here's the results. 11-2. 11 people used the FileFront mirror, while only 2 people used the BitTorrent mirror. So, not so sure about the future of that.
Well, I didn't like it myself. It was just kind of different. I haven't experienced things like that before, so it's just kind of questionable in use. So,
no.
BitTorrent
is a geeky kind of thing.
Yeah, just stick to mainstream stuff. Like the mirroring and all that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, let's just stick with that. Okay, and now we have... Let's go to our tech updates, which Shane would be specializing in.
All right. I will be happy to do this. Well, on Monday, IBM... Apple is not going to be using the PowerPC chips anymore. They're moving to Intel, which is a significant milestone because Intel chips are, of course, compatible with Intel boards. So that foreshadows to me that Mac will most likely eventually be able to run dual boot with Windows. And they actually did announce that coming June next year that there will be Intel Macs available. Another item of news thing is that with furthermore of this Intel Mac thing, that Intel is it's a prediction that Intel might buy Apple. Yeah. Then there's also the idea that here in my hometown of Edmonton, that the university here discovered the ability to use a molecule to control electric current, which is a very small particle for those of you who have not taken basic chemistry. This will allow computers to be faster and use far less power than they currently do. Although this technology is at least 10 years away, so I don't see that we'll see the benefits.
I also heard of researchers using this technology down at the University of Arizona here in Tucson, and they announced that soon high-powered computers could be as small as a postage stamp because these transistors are a lot smaller than current ones if they're the size of a molecule.
Yeah. Another thing I heard not too recently ago is that the transistors will be able to fit the same amount of transistors that are currently on one of our chips on the size of a pinhead, so that's definitely where we're going. Smaller, faster, less power. But for now, we'll just stick with what we got, the Windows XP and all that other fun stuff that we have to deal with every day. Spyware, spam, and other crap.
Oh, whatever. Okay, if that's all that, let's go on to our questions from people I had on the forums earlier today. Our first question is relating to farming, and it's, will farming be worth the wait? Like, will it be worth having to wait this much and putting so much effort into collecting seeds?
Oh, yeah. I really don't know what's coming from it. Like, the farming update definitely will have some advantages, like being able to grow your own herbs, but herb seeds are rare, as I found out. I have, like, 32 types of seeds, I think, or something along, or no, less than 32, but lots of types of seeds I have, but I only got two types of herb seeds, so they are rare. And there's also the tree seeds, which are
yeah,
rare.
I have two apple tree seeds and a willow tree seed, and that's basically all the seeds I have, and I think that it's getting a lot more publicity and revving up more than Slayer ever did, because, I mean, Slayer just kind of came upon us with no announcing or anything right before it hit.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe Jagex is actually putting some thought and effort into this skill.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to take this into the next question here. Here, I'll read the question right now. With the finding of tree seeds, could this possibly fix the problem of overcrowding magic and maple trees? This is something that I think can be answered in two ways. It can be good for that, and it can be bad for that, because if everybody was able to plant these tree seeds wherever, there'd be trees everywhere. But then again, to the plus side, we'd definitely be adding more magic trees, which would be nice, seeing as there's only maximum of 7, I think, in the entire world. Probably, yeah, something
like
that.
Well, I'm sure there's more than 7, but less than 15 at least. Back to the farming thing, the second part of that first question is, what do you think it'll be like? Like, will you be able to have your garden at your player-owned house, or will you have to use, like, a communal field or whatever?
I don't know. See, without having the houses out yet, it's kind of hard to know where they'll put it, and most likely people will want to relocate their farming place afterwards. Or unless Jagex becomes like former old communist Russia and force everybody to work all on one communal farm, as Picot had just stated. I don't know.
I don't think there'll be like one communal field for everyone to work on, but maybe player-owned houses will be released right in July as Farming is released, so it'll solve that problem right away.
Maybe. But then again, it said that oh yeah, player-owned houses are being worked on and targeted for the end of the year. But you never know, they might decide to try and surprise us this upcoming month.
Mm-hmm. And since there's only one more space for a skill, which would obviously be farming coming up, and the release of carpentry, as I read in the update, where would that go? Would they just put like a scroll on the list like they did on the spells, or what?
I don't know. Maybe they'd... No, that's an interesting question. They'd probably decrease the skill icon size or something like that. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Well, that would be good in case they add more skills after the carpentry comes out.
Yes.
Okay, and our third and final... Well, third question would be the crocodiles. Someone asked us about crocodiles and what they drop in for Slayer and all that. And they're found... I forgot the town name. Do you remember what it was, Shane?
Polinaminvich or something like that. It's the South Desert town by the pyramids from last month's desert.
Okay, well, I went there myself on a Slayer assignment, and it's not really worth going there because the crocodiles, they don't drop anything, first of all. In order to kill them, you need to bring a lot of food, a lot of those water sack thingies, because you're in the desert, first of all. And then, it's not a lot of experience for Slayer, and it's just kind of annoying, so I wouldn't do it. I'd just get another assignment.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's far better assignments than that. For, like, today I just had an assignment of 18 bronze dragons. Change it to jellies. So there, it's good. Far better assignment.
Well, at least
to
the jellies drop level 3 clues.
Yes. Yeah, that's a whole other topic in itself.
Okay, and our fourth question was about cannons, which Shane has.
Yeah, it's a question of basically or not whether or not cannons are worth the trouble and everything. In my view, they're not, because you have to, like, make all your cannonballs. After you fire your cannonballs, they're gone. And these cannonballs are expensive unless you're constantly smithing steel, which I know I'm not doing. I used the cannon once at the Dagonoths. It worked quite well. But then again, if you're just using melee, it can be quite annoying because people take your kills and divide the Slayer experience.
Okay, myself, I used to train at the Dagonoths all the time before I started my woodcutting and fire-making skills. And every once in a while, this stupid ass would go down there with the cannon and start ranging all of them, and all of them would go over to where the cannon is, and they wouldn't attack you on auto-attack, and it's just kind of annoying. Yeah, a cannon is only good about 1% of the time that you actually play,
overall
so
cannon.
It's just not worth the $750,000 or whatever
it is to buy.
Spend
the money. Save it somewhere else. You could put that towards Guthix armor set. I think that's pretty much all the questions we had today. There's just one more interesting piece of literature that I'd like to point your guys' mice to. It's a comprehensive guide to noobs found by Mike. It gives everything about their colonies and how they talk and whatnot and when to recognize them. It basically shows that there are noobs out there and there are noobs out there. There's two different kinds of noobs, the EW and the double O, which are... The double O is the evil kind that everybody here does not like. According to this, there's a whole noobish language. Noob swarms. Oh, here we are. Now here's a translation of noobish. Like, you gotta read the goody carefully, then oh my god, like, I am Roxas, yeah, and if you, turn on the retarded. You gotta go to my webpage, la la la, and check for wares and STFUU. If you're a noob, go to hell.
Okay, here's another one. It's STFU man. IR to Roxors like Eminem. You can go to hell or at least help me with this explanation 111 !
Child
goes on like that forever. Then
that just makes more work for your moderators that you guys that we have on the forums. And as we all know, the happier the moderators are, the happier the entire board is. Well, on that note, this has been the first episode of RSBNB Update, the first ever RuneScape radio, podcast, whatever you want to call it, show that I know of or we know of. So, hope you listen again next week. Toodaloo.
Okay, yeah, guys, don't mind if it's kind of low on quality entertainment. We need more practice here. It'll get better in time. See you guys later.
Yeah, see ya.